A year ago, when we began to talk about what is going to happen with our church and what the future of our church was, and at that time, they talk about 100 days of prayer. And I thought, oh, that is wonderful. That is a journey I've got to make. And then, of course, the virus came and things got delayed. But on the night that we had our conference, our annual conference, we had a vote that night that we would do the 75 days of prayer. Now, I don't usually drive at night. I'm kind of like some of the rest of you. I've reached the point that the dark and the darkness doesn't always work with my driving. But I braved it, and I came, because I had been praying that we would have at least 25 people who said they would be a part of it. And when the vote was made that night, 25 people said yes. And so now then, I'm looking forward to this journey. My life has been filled with a lot of journeys. Sometimes they've been exciting, and sometimes it's been scary. I have lived in four countries outside of the United States. These countries have all been different. They've involved three different language studies. There just is so much difference about them. Somebody has said, I mean, these countries have been all the way from the tropics when I lived in Ghana and West Africa to when I went to Scandinavia. So I've had all kinds of different types of living and different types of weather and everything else. So as I thought about this, when the pastor called me about, at least 2 weeks ago and said, would I share about my life? I thought, I began to walk down memory lane. Now, I haven't quite reached the age yet that I'm living in the past. And most of the time I try to stay in the present. But my goodness, the walking down memory lane has been such fun. And I began to think about all of the journeys that God has given me. It was hard for me to decide. My son from North Carolina came through the other day, and I was talking to them about it. And I began to share with him about when we first arrived in Ghana, and he was just learning to walk. And what was involved, and he says, now, Mother, you can tell this, but don't tell that. And I'm sure that my children would all be much the same thing, same way. So it was hard to decide, what am I going to tell you about today? When we came to Europe, we were first in Spain after we had been 11 years in West Africa. We came to Spain, and after our time there, the mission board met with the two of us, with James and I, and asked us if we would go to Berlin. Now, at that time, I had two teenage boys. If you remember your history during the Cold War, Berlin was a walled city 100 miles inside of communist East Germany. And you that have raised boys know that sometimes they act before they think. And I thought, I can't possibly take two teenage boys to Berlin. And so as we started praying about this, and we prayed and prayed about what did God want us to do, I didn't want to go to Berlin. I just knew it would not work. And we had come to the States for our home assignment and speaking in churches and everything. And my sons were playing baseball. And particularly the younger son had a game that day, and he had gone on to play, and I was busy with a number of other things, and I got there a little bit too late for the beginning of the game. And so when I arrived, I came rushing up to the field where they were playing, and standing at the fence was a woman that had two toddlers running around. And as I rushed up, I says, "How is the game going? Who's winning? Has anything happened?" And she was so busy trying to watch her toddlers and also watch a son that was playing on the team. And so we began a conversation. And as we were talking, she told me, she says, "You know, we've just come back from living in Berlin. My husband is in the military." And she began to talk about that. And I heard something click in my mind. God was talking to me that day. And so we ended up going to Berlin. We were there over 10 years. My boys both finished high school there. It was a wonderful experience. And even my sons will say it was a good time for them. My daughter was already in the States and married, but she has visited there often too. So Berlin has a very special memory for us. But God had another journey. And the next journey was to send us to Hamburg to plant an international Baptist church there. This was just as great. But then came retirement, and we thought, oh, great, we're back in the States again. And we're going to settle down, and we're going to do it. But God had another journey. And in retirement, God sent us to Copenhagen, Denmark. Now, many people have said, which one of these places did you like best? Which one did you enjoy the most? And I thought back about living in Africa, living in Spain, living in Germany, living in Scandinavia. Every one was different. Every one had a blessing because God went with us. And God was helping us through this time. The needs were different. The weather was different. The people were different. And yet, it was a wonderful experience. Every journey that we went on, as I've pointed out, this is the tropics to Scandinavia. Every one of them were different. Every one of them took some planning. Every one of them took a different luggage. A number of years ago, my husband and I went on a tour to Israel. And I overpacked. You know, it ended up being really a hassle. The suitcase was too big. We had too much stuff. A lot of this I should have left at home. Moving from hotel to hotel and everything else, it was all wrong. And I learned at that time that there are some things you leave behind when you go on a journey, and some things you need to take. And this brought me back now to the question. We are getting ready to go on a 75-day journey of prayer for Kilburn Park. What are the things that we need to leave behind? What do I, let's bring this back to me. What do I need to leave behind? I need to leave behind my thoughts on what it ought to be. I need to leave behind my plans of how it's going to end up. I need to leave behind my ideas of what we ought to do, how we're going to do it, and who is involved. But you know, I have to take luggage on my trip. So what am I going to take? I'm going to take listening ears. In our Sunday school, we've been in Proverbs, and we've talked about there's a difference between hearing and listening. So I've got to take with me listening ears. Listening both to God and to others. I didn't want to go to Berlin until that little woman was talking about her experience in Berlin. And through her words, she spoke to me. So sometimes God speaks to us through other people. I need to take with me my mouth shut. I'm not going to force on others what I think. I need to take with me anticipation. I need to be expectant. Jeremiah 33, verse 3 says, "Call to me, and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and mighty things which you do not know." And I must take with me an open mind. Some journeys are easy and exciting. Some are difficult and filled with stress. But I must let go and let God have his way. Can I trust God enough to let go and let him? It is truly a master, a matter of trusting God. I hope you're going to trust God with me. And I think it's going to be exciting when we get there. Every journey I went to ended up being exciting and fulfilling and wonderful.